It's time for Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Tonight's game is brought to you by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, Arvest Bank, Dewey and Sons Plumbing, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Professional Travel Services, and the Salvation Army. Now, live with the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show, here's the voice of Mountain Home Bomber Football, Brad Haworth.
Good evening. Welcome to Bomber Stadium as the Mountain Home Bombers have their 6A East Conference opener tonight against the Hurricane of Jonesboro. The Bombers come in with a record of 0-3 on the campaign. Jonesboro right now 1-2. Jonesboro won their opener against Batesville, and then they've had back-to-back losses to Conway and Little Rock Catholic. Light rain falling here at Bomber Stadium. We could see some heavier rain as the night progresses. Hopefully the weather works out so we can get this get the whole thing in tonight. I know a lot of games around the state starting early, and they're worried about lightning and being able to finish games tonight. So hopefully the weather will not be a factor here in Mountain Home. You've still got time to come out and join us. We're about 19 minutes away from kickoff. We'll take a break, come back, and talk about this matchup in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show will continue in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
James Boyette State Farm Agency on Highway 62 East of Mountain Home is proud to present the Player of the Game during the Mountain Home High School football season this fall. Each week, the Player of the Week will be spotlighted for their performance in the previous week's game. At James Boyette State Farm Agency, they strive to assist their customers in managing the risk of everyday life, recovering from the unexpected, and realizing their dreams. That's James Boyette State Farm Agency, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative members have 24/7 access to their account through the member account portal at naeci.com. After logging in, you can view your bill, make a payment, and see your daily usage. In addition to the portal at naeci.com, you always can stop by the co-op's office or call 870-425-2141. At NAEC, membership has advantages.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
We came to Arvest Bank to see what makes it different.
They're more than just familiar faces inside the bank. They're familiar out in the community, too.
It's like a small-town community bank, even though it's much larger than that.
When they talk about experiences, I talk about Arvest. When they talk about people, I talk about Arvest.
Everyone says hello. Literally everybody says hello.
It is really, really imperative to have community organizations step up, and Arvest always does.
Arvest Bank. Our customers say it best.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
Hi, this is Tim Griffin, your Lieutenant Governor. You know, there's something really special about football in the South. On Friday nights, I'm a Magnolia Panther. My wife, she's a Camden Cardinal. We have fond memories of our days in school, and now I'm working hard to make Arkansas schools the best they can be and grow good-paying jobs for your kids and mine. I need your support to keep working for Arkansas, and I'm honored to ask for your vote. Paid for by re-elect Tim Griffin for Arkansas.
Now, back to the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium, about 16 minutes away from kickoff, the Bombers and Jonesboro tonight, the 6A East Conference opener for Mountain Home. And Bob Bird is not with us tonight, so we've got an actual professional going to join us for the broadcast. Tobias Pugsley, you filled in for Bob last year. Good to see you, Tobias.
Good to be here. Thanks, Brad. Appreciate it.
Glad that you could help us tonight.
Tobias,
a football player at Yellville Summit. I can't believe you were just talking about this. It's been 18 years since you graduated.
It has been. We're creeping up on that 20-year reunion. Talk about feeling old.
Oh, you got to play for Calvin, didn't
you? Yeah, Coach Mallett. Yep. Yeah, we had some good runs, good Yellville teams back then. Now that my wife's a teacher over here in Mountain Home and my kids are all Bombers, I moved across the river and now I'm a Bomber. So excited to cheer on our team here tonight.
Well, let's talk about this matchup. This is, as always, a good Jonesboro ball club. Their record 1-2, but they beat Batesville by a score of 48-13 to start the season. Lost to, of course, undefeated Conway, and then Catholic got them last week. Catholic is 3-0 in that game. They had six turnovers. Randy Coleman, he's done a good job since he's been at Jonesboro.
Yeah, Randy, I believe, is in his 11th season at Jonesboro. He's been doing a great job. Remember last year, seemed like he had a really good team, well put together, and just continues to have success over there in Jonesboro. And I hear great things about their team this year.
Last year, they went 5-6. First losing record he's had in his 11 years at Jonesboro. I tell you what, though, they've got some playmakers, don't they?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, they got some commits already. Darius Thomas is already committed to Ole Miss, their left tackle. And what's really interesting is their quarterback has a really cool name, Cross Jumper, but he's already committed to Tennessee for baseball, and he's only a sophomore. And I didn't know you could commit as a sophomore.
And there's a lot of speculation. He could be a first-round draft pick. Just a sophomore, though. He's a heck of a pitcher. They got another young man that's pretty good as well.
Yeah, Kevin Pointer, a small D1 offers. And, with that much talent on a team, I think they're going to be good, and they're going to bring a lot of force tonight.
This is a team that has won. Look back, the last time Mountain Home won was, I think it fell off the list there. I was going to say it was 2002. Of course, they had a couple of years where they didn't play, but it's been a long time since Mountain Home has beaten Jonesboro, and the Hurricane won last year 42-7. Of course, we all remember that wild game 3 years ago, 2015, when Jonesboro beat Mountain Home 83-41. It was, I remember describing that game as a video game. In the second quarter, there were 75 points scored in the second quarter, 41 for Jonesboro and 34 for Mountain Home, and I mean, it was, you've heard track meets, this was more than a track meet.
Oh, my goodness.
Incredible.
That's just backyard football right there.
It was. I mean, it was 1- and 2-play scoring drives just back and forth the entire second quarter. It was crazy.
Yeah, well, this Jonesboro program, it has a history, and it has a history of being good. Just this past week, Noah Gatlin, their former offensive tackle, started at Arkansas, started on Arkansas's offensive line. So, and they have a whole host of, players, looking back at Jonesboro. So, they have a tradition of putting out really great players, and it should be interesting to see, some of these up-and-coming, some of these guys that already committed to play tonight.
It's going to be a tough matchup for the Bombers. Jonesboro 1-2 in the campaign, Mountain Home 0-3. It is the 6A East Conference opener for both of these ball clubs this evening. A lot of other action around the state. In fact, a lot of games already underway because of the weather, the threat of severe weather. I just noticed there's already some games in lightning delay, so already action around the state. Matt will check that for us in our studio report coming up in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll have more of the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
James Boyette State Farm Agency on Highway 62 East of Mountain Home is proud to present the player of the game during the Mountain Home High School football season this fall. Each week, the player of the week will be spotlighted for their performance in the previous week's game. At James Boyette State Farm Agency, they strive to assist their customers in managing the risk of everyday life, recovering from the unexpected, and realizing their dreams. That's James Boyette State Farm Agency, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas deliver reliable, affordable power to more than 60% of Arkansas, the field we call home. The 17 dedicated electrical cooperatives around the state manage over 75,000 miles of power lines, delivering power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, football fields, improving the lives of communities and their residents all across Arkansas. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, the power to play, the power to deliver.
The State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show continues with a Classic Hits 101.7 studio report. Let's take you into the studio with Matt Sharp.
Good evening from the studio as Mountain Home is getting ready to host Jonesboro in their 6A East Conference opener tonight at Barber Stadium. And it is pink out night, so we hope everyone's enjoying, everyone out there is enjoying the party and also their raising some money for Pites Cancer Support House. Hope everyone's having a good time out there. Let's take a look at what else is going on. First off, elsewhere in the 6A East, Searcy, who is ranked 4th in Class 6A, is playing host to Jacksonville tonight. Sylvan Hills is entertaining Pine Bluff this evening. Zebras come into that game ranked 5th in Class 6A. And Marion is at home against their biggest rival, West Memphis. The two Sioux City is, of course, right next to each other. And the Blue Devils come into that game ranked 2nd in Class 6A. On the local level, Yellville Summit opening their conference, the 3A2, at Melbourne this evening. Salem is idle this week, as is Marshall. Marshall was originally scheduled to play host to Rosebud tonight to begin their conference action, but the Ramblers have had to cancel the remainder of their season. Mountain View is at home against Cedar Ridge tonight. Harrison, who's ranked 4th in Class 5A, is playing host to Morrilton this evening. West Plains is at home against Lebanon. This is a big battle for the Zizzers. They're ranked 4th in Class 4. Lebanon's 8th in Class 5. Hollister is at Marshville tonight. Forsyth is hosting Pierce City. Branson is at home against Joplin. And Ava is up at Salem, Missouri. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10, it is number 1, North Little Rock, playing host to Little Rock Central. Second-ranked Fayetteville is at home against Bentonville West. Third-ranked Bryant is at home against number 5, Fort Smith Northside. Number 4, Conway, is in Fort Smith to take on Southside. Number 6, Greenwood, who is also number 1 in Class 6A, is hosting Little Rock Hall. Seventh-ranked Pulaski Academy, who's also ranked 2nd in Class 5A, is at home against J.A. Fair. Number 8, Springdale, is in Rogers to take on Heritage. Number 9, Warren, who is also number 1 in Class 4A, is at Crossett tonight. And number 10, Cabot, is playing host to Little Rock Catholic. Among the Class 6A top 5 teams that we haven't mentioned yet, there's actually one we haven't gone to, and that is number 3, Benton. They are playing at Russellville. Panthers coming off a big win over Cabot a week ago. In the Class of 5A top 5 games that we haven't yet gotten to, number 1, Little Rock Christian is at Watson Chapel this evening. Third-ranked Little Rock McClellan is at Hot Springs. And number 5, Texarkana is at Magnolia this evening. In the Class 4A top 5 games we haven't gotten to yet, number 2, Joe T. Robinson hosting Fountain Lake tonight in Little Rock. Is number 3, Nashville at home against Arkadelphia. 4th-ranked Rivercrest has made the trip to Truman, and number 5, Southside Batesville, is at Stuttgart. Class 3A top 5, number 1, Boonville is at home against Paris this evening. Second-ranked Clinton is in Searcy to take on Harding Academy. Number 3, Prescott, is at Falk. Fourth-ranked Mayflower is at home against Danville. And number 5, McGee, is entertaining Lake Village Lakeside. And in the Class 2A Top 5, it is number 1, Mount Ida, at home against 4th-ranked Mineral Springs. Number 2, Foreman, is at Spring Hill this evening. Number 3, Hazen, is at Carlisle. And 5th-ranked Junction City is playing at Strong. That's a look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We'll get you back to Brad and Tobias in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Jonesboro. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll return with more of the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7. Dewey & Sons Plumbing is your go-to team whether you need home repairs, new plumbing construction, or have a big emergency. Their team will be there. Dewey & Sons is a family-owned business that's been providing folks in the Twin Lakes great, reliable, affordable plumbing service for over 40 years, and they've been supporting the Bombers for 40 years, too. Call the plumber number, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, 425-4868. That's 425-4868. And go Bombers!
The number one ranked community college in the United States is right here, and you can be one of their many success stories. ASU Mountain Home has classes for everyone, be it business, healthcare, information technology, and you can stay close to our gorgeous rivers and lakes as you get your degree from ASU Mountain Home, the number one community college in the country. Look up your future at asumh.edu.
Hi, this is Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Every parent wants to give their child a gift that has a lasting impact on their life. What could be better than a gift of college savings through an Arkansas 529 gift plan? Plus, you'll get a state income tax deduction. Visit Arkansas529.org to find out how you can give this forever gift of college savings.
To learn more about Gift AR 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement available at Arkansas529.org.
Get to Kohl's to save on beauty, essentials, and home. Take 20% off all beauty and fragrance during our Love Your Look beauty event. Pick up Nike hoodies for the family starting at $19.99. Save 50% on Carter's for baby. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are only $8.99. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And get Kohl's cash this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid September 20th through 23rd with promo code SAVING. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey there, I'm a glue stick, so I have one job. I glue kids' stuff. So sorry for being jealous of Geico, who does a ton more, like give you 24/7 access to thousands of licensed agents. And Geico has been around for over 75 years and has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. While I've just got mediocre adhesive skills, Geico also has an award-winning mobile app. Uh-oh, arts and crafts time. No eating the glue stick. Miss Lydia!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
You're listening to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium, we're just a couple of minutes away from kickoff, and so far just some light showers here at Bomber Stadium. We're just looking at radar just a few minutes ago, and there's some heavier rain moving in. Looks like the later we get with the game, we'll see some more rain. So hopefully it's not going to be anything that affects us. Some games around the state being delayed tonight. They started early trying to get started before the weather hit, but already some in delays. Bombers taking on Jonesboro tonight. It is the 6A East Conference opener for these teams. And Tobias, you and I were just talking about the history of Jonesboro. We look back, it was 2007, the last time Mountain Home beat Jonesboro, beat them in 05 and 07. But I tell you what, ever since Coach Coleman took over, they have had a pretty good run, haven't they?
Yeah, it looks like the last 5 years, last 5 years in a row they've made it to the semis. Like I said, just a history of really great football out of Jonesboro. And, you know, kind of excited tonight, you know, to see them spread out and see kind of do what they do. And, you know, they're averaging right now, three passing touchdowns a game. But they also like to run the ball, and they're good at that, so they seem to be pretty balanced. It'd be neat to kind of see them spread out, throw the ball around, and see what they do.
That's why we need the rain.
Yeah, come on, rain. It can't come fast enough.
Mountain Home's a running team, Jonesboro yeah. passing team, and if you're a running team, you want to see that rain, that passing team. That's we'll right. take one more break. We'll get this one started next. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show. Stay tuned for the opening kickoff coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Do you know where your money goes when you give to charity? At the Salvation Army, 82 cents of every dollar stays to help those in need in our local community. Hi, I'm Captain Jamie Spaulding. The money we raise help people in Baxter, Marion, Sharp, Izard, and Fulton counties. You can also help by donating your unwanted items and by shopping at the Salvation Army store. Those in need get assistance with rent, utilities, sending kids to camp, and many other things. Thank you for helping the Salvation Army do the most good in this community.